Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, brains, and welcome to the end. You've come back to the spot right here. This is the place, you know, where the conversation is pointed. The guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. How you doing, brains? How would your life be, and how would it change if you woke up happy every single day? No matter what was going on around you, your heart was balanced. Well, you know, doing that is the first step in getting out of an existing pattern. You can't have the same redundancies, the same nonsense. That's what's keeping you in the same place. Heart balancing is easy and extremely effective. Have you ever felt very heavy, depression, sluggishness, a lack of motivation, extreme sadness? This could be a sign of some negative energy, brains. No shit, because it's stuck. But we don't want it stuck around our heart. And, you know, we gotta work on that. So I brought somebody to the edge that's going to help us do it. She says she knows how. Brenda Flower Stetch. She is dedicated her life to removing this negative energy and taking you beyond wholeness. Now, that's a big promise, to take you beyond wholeness. That's a transformational meaning. You know, you got to do some work. That's an inside job. You got to go beyond the outer layers of self to discover your purpose and how you want to show up in the world. Well, Brenda, she's been taught by the best. Luminary Dr. Scott Walker of the Neo-Emotional Technique, and by Dr. Bradley Nelson of the Body Code and the Emotional Code. She has been doing this work for over 25 years. Her background is in business. She conducts training and sales, and she's a brain. Scoot over and open up your heart. Brenda, we want to welcome you to the edge. I want to make sure I said your last name right. It's Brenda Flower Stetch.
Actually, SPECT, like expect.
SPECT. Oh, okay, SPECT. Okay.
Expect a transformation. Yes.
That's right. Transform my tongue in the right direction. So
there
welcome
you go.
To the edge. And welcome to the edge. Thank you so much for coming.
Well, I'm happy to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
Sure. So I want our brains to get to know you a little bit, you know, removing some of those layers, get to know you a little bit better. Tell us about your travels and your story and how you began doing this type of work.
Well, it started when I grew up really with poor health, like many of us. So maybe you grew up with a lot of colds and sickness, and people just thought, oh, that's normal, that's normal. Maybe you had headaches, maybe you just kind of felt depressed sometimes. Well, that was me. And when you're a little kid, that's kind of tough. And I was always on those pharmaceutical medications that are kind of hard on your body. So Imagine you, if you had to do that all the time and you weren't like the other kids. Anyway, long story short, about 30, 35 years ago, I started researching. Have you guys heard of a library? Back then we went. I know.
What's
that? We went to the library. I know, library. Back then we went to the library. Okay. Now we have different access. So I went to the library and just started doing my own research on foods and how they affect you and what you're doing and stress and everything like that. So I was able to help myself almost overnight by removing a food from my diet. That was my first entree to really learning how the body is connected with everything you eat, with everything you drink. And then I learned shortly after how it is so connected with what we think. So that is where I came from. And I have just been learning over all these years to share that knowledge and all the experience so that you wouldn't have to go through that. Maybe you don't have to suffer like I did or other people did with headaches or depression. You can just have a really great life with all these tools that are available.
Well, that is great. I mean, I'm glad you broke it down to, you know, diet is exercise and exercise of the mind. And that's something that I'm working on, too, is I'm doing some heavy lifting when it comes to diet. I want to learn more about how food is processed and how it really has, you know, how it works together beyond the energy level and the weight level, but, you know, the psychological level. So that's really great. Now, when you're doing this type of work, people are going through a transformational stage. And they're moving and they're shaking up some emotions and they're going to unroot some deep-rooted feelings there. How does your work support them in that?
Well, that is pretty much the basis of what I work, of what I do, because our emotions pretty much run us, whether we know it or not, whether we're conscious of it or not. So when you are feeling a certain way, what I do is figure that out through working with your energy, your body's energy, and I can find out where that energy is stuck in the body and release it so that you're neutral on that. For instance, you have an instance where maybe you see the same person in a meeting once a month, and every time you feel a little bit, I'm uncomfortable with that person. Well, you don't even know that person, but that person may remind you of someone in your past. And so if we were to do work or maybe just basic work, that would be neutralized. So then you see the person and go, oh, doesn't really connect or doesn't really trigger you at all. So it's really about releasing triggers that you may or may not even be aware of.
Now, is that through meditation, drug, hypnotherapy, prayer?
Okay. The drug part, no. Absolutely not. I am all about oriental medicine and holistic health, so I'm the other opposite side of the pharmaceuticals and the drugs.
Okay.
So I work with other nutritional modalities. I work with homeopathy. I work with other techniques so that you can hopefully get away from the drugs if that's your choice. So back to your question. So the way I work is I'm working with the body's energy. So it's really about identifying the root causes to, for instance, anxiety, stress, overwhelm, nervousness, worry. They kind of fall into a similar category. And my work is based on Oriental medicine, as I said, and in the Chinese medicine system, we have these meridians that run through our body in lines, okay? So, for instance, there's different organs that are connected, and then there's different emotional components that get stuck in those organs. And that's where I identify that and release them. So the feeling that you get is the feeling you can just let go of that anxiety or that nervousness or that panic attack. I mean, there's been a lot of instances like that. And
right.
The heart balancing is usually, you had asked a lot about the heart balancing, April. So
right.
In answering your question, the heart balancing is usually the foundation of you getting to that place in your business or that place in your health or maybe your relationship that you really want to get to. Okay,
right.
Because we don't always know the blocks. And so what I do for you is go ahead and find those blocks because you don't know them. So I find them because that's what I've been doing all these years. And
right.
Heart
now,
balancing. Yes.
No, when you do this heart balancing and you've been doing it for 25 years, you know, so you extract what you don't need, but then you want to fill it with happiness. And I always like to ask people this question because really, in the grand scheme of things, happiness is just another high. It's just another thing people keep chasing. What's going to be the next latest, greatest? What's going to be the newest? What's going to keep me at that plateau? And I'm really hoping that, you know, the work that you do and others do in this field of transformation and balancing and holistic health is to help people find a place of contentment, just to be content. Not reaching higher, not reaching lower, but just kind of keeping that vibration steady because it is a challenge. And so when you do this work also, it takes a lot out of you, you know? your time, your energy, your thoughts, your spirit, it goes into that. What would be your ROI? And I don't want to hear that textbook answer, I just want to help people. But really, what does it do for you? How does it recharge your battery doing this type of work?
That's a great question, April. So what this does for me, it does recharge my battery. I love working on people. I have received this kind of work over these years, all of these years, as well as giving this work. And it's just amazing. I love feeling what I feel when my clients tell me, hey, I don't know what happened, but I have clarity now. I know what I'm going to do. For instance, one client recently just said after one heart balancing session with me, she suddenly found herself with the clarity and confidence she was looking for. And shockingly, it wasn't even what she thought, but she's so excited about the outcome. So that excites me. You asked what I get out of it. And yes, I charge money and I do earn money, and that's normal and it's a business.
Oh, well, it's a cost of doing business.
That.
I mean, you know, saving
Absolutely.
Souls and energy, that's big business.
So I have so much gratefulness every day, many, many times a day. And I rely on, I suppose some people would call it prayer. I rely on my spirit guidance. And I really teach that to my clients that want to learn that. I definitely have that available. But I am so grateful and thankful for this life, that the work that I do for people and that I have received, it's changed my life. I do not know where I'd be without this kind of work. So that's
right.
Where I come in. I am totally excited about doing this. I mean, I work on a lot of women, but I sometimes work on their kids or their babies or, you know, sometimes you have a colicky kid and you don't know what to do. And my work has really, really helped with that. So I want to help you.
Right. Okay. So let me ask you a little bit about your past life profession. Weren't you in chiropractic? Are you still in chiropractic?
Well, as a matter of fact, I am very involved in the chiropractic world. I am married to a holistic chiropractor. I've been living and breathing that holistic health for all of these years, for 25 years, and I've written a lot of articles in a newsletter for about 7-8 years. I do not read novels anymore. I used to love them. I still like them, but time is of the essence, and so I read books on nutrition. I read books on emotional congruency, on emotional stress. I read books on exercise, anything that I can help people with.
Right.
I love, because I'm always learning. And in our community, we're always learning. I believe that we're on the cutting edge. I'm on the cutting edge of what we have out there. I mean, I read health blogs and this or that, but I've already read the book on it. So I'm ahead of the curve on that kind of area
right.
of health.
Right. And that's very important because, again, it is mind, body, and spirit. And we do have to feed all of them for the totality of an individual. Can you tell us, can you give us a couple coaching tools, maybe a couple quick takeaways for my brains?
Sure. Well, I've got on my website, I've got a couple of tips for anxiety. Now, I do have a video on there for tapping. Some of you out there, some of you have probably, April, maybe you have heard of tapping?
No.
Whether you have or not, it's okay. It's on my website. There's a way that we can tap different points on our face to heal certain areas of the body. So I put a video on my website, just healing for anxiety and overwhelm and nervousness. The short video.
I just saw that on Facebook not too long ago. Did you just post it not too long ago?
I did post it.
I was
on
looking
Facebook,
at it,
I'm
but
glad.
I felt like I was slapping myself in the face after 200 taps. Hell, I guess I would be distracted.
I guess I could have explained that they're just gentle taps.
Okay.
But it's really working with one of those areas of the body that I talked about. So you want to do that. Another couple of tips I have, and these are on my website as well. Balancing exercise. Do you ever do yoga or anything kind of balancing?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Okay. So that would be something good to do. It takes away your body and brain have to think. You're into brains, okay? I'm into brains.
Right.
So your brain has to really think. I use a Bosu ball or I do yoga. So you can go ahead and do that sort of thing or anything unstable, even if you're walking on a hiking trail and it's a little bit unstable, that's good for your brain. It takes away those in-the-moment feelings of nervousness or worry, okay? And another thing that there's also breath work. You can start really simple. But then the other thing that I like to do, this sounds a little bit unusual perhaps for you, but I like to use my non-dominant hands for different tasks. I've taught myself to play frisbee, to play ping pong with my non-dominant hand, and I'm telling you, I can't think about anything except doing that. So that's another way to help your brain, okay?
And there's two things I want to ask you really quickly. I started playing the guitar because I wanted to learn to use my brain, and I'll tell you, to be able to find the notes and to strum and to sing, it is not easy. That's another exercise. But what do you think about inversion? I've been having this calling to hang upside down. I don't know why, but I heard that just does a whole lot for the body. It rejuvenates you. It lowers your blood pressure, helps you lose weight. Have you ever heard that?
I have. And for a while, I did a particular type of yoga where we hung ourselves with ropes, not around our neck. Just you get into ropes.
I was trying not to grab that visual.
I know. And this is really funny. You have to learn. In this class, it was an Iyengar yoga class, you had to learn the ropes on how to get in the ropes. And then once you learn how to do the ropes, have you ever done like a child's pose in yoga, that sort of thing?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we do using ropes upside down, and you do a child's pose against a wall. Anyway, I think it's great. I think inversions are great. I haven't studied it. I haven't written about it, but I have experienced it, and I really liked it.
Oh, well, that is super good. So, Brenda, can you tell our brains how to get in contact with you if they need to get some heart balancing work and to move beyond wholeness?
Yes, I can go ahead and do that. First of all, my website is beyondwholeness.com. Okay. So on the website, I do have the tips for anxiety I was just talking about, and I have a few more. I have a lot of good information. So that is the main way to get a hold of me. I also, my email is on there. And what I also do offer for you is I offer a free Freedom from Anxiety session. It's a short consultation where we discover the root causes of why you're feeling this anxiety or nervousness. And then we uncover the hidden blocks to this. And then I create a plan for getting rid of this feeling so that you can feel really happy and feel really light, just like my clients feel. So it's a really great offer for you if you're interested in this kind of work, and you can schedule online on my website at beyondwholeness.com.
Well, brains, you need to get right on that, okay? Because who doesn't need to have their heart balanced, to feel better, to be happy, with a holistic approach, an earthy approach, a vibe, an energy, like we have here on The Edge? Remember, you got to follow me on Blog Talk Radio, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere on the planet, right? On the World Wide Web. Go on over to agoodperson.biz and check us out. If you're feeling edgy, you're at that spot, I want to smooth it out for you. I want everything to go good for you. I need you to be still, but still be pointed and still be sharp. Brenda, I want to thank you so much for visiting with me here on The Edge and turning my brains on to something new and important that is going to take them to the next level. But until we talk again, you're welcome. But until we talk again, brains, promise me that you're going to be good to yourself. Like I tell you, if you ain't going to be good to nobody else, be well, brains.